Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about our Data to Doorstep product and its success. Jill, this is like kind of a celebration episode, actually. I can't wait to talk to you about this. But before we do, let's take a question from the caller.
Okay. Stan from Minnesota called in and asked this question, which, by the way, he called in by calling 888-735-5045. So if you have a question, send it to us. Call us, leave it on our recording there, and we'll either answer your question on the air or we might even have you. So Stan asked, should I buy a property in an area where there is an HOA? Good question.
Well, what's an HOA first?
An HOA is a homeowners association. Gosh, when did that start? Was that kind of bigger in the 80s? When did that really start then?
I think sometimes it's called LOA too, Land Owners Association. It stands for Homeowners Association.
Mm-hmm. So
you either love them or you hate them.
Exactly. It's the people that leave notes that your weeds are getting too long or garage doors open too long or you should have your trash bins in. You know, that kind of thing is what I remember. But and even for some properties where they're undeveloped, it still might be in an HOA. Don't find them a whole lot, but some of the subdivisions that we buy and sell property in, they're there. And you know what? It does not make a difference to me. You know, it's just a fact. And like Steven said, you love it or you hate it. Some people love it because they know that it's, you know, it makes sure the property's going to look good and retain its value. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, I think, is why they do those things. So,
right.
And there might be extra fees involved because you're in an HOA situation, homeowner association situation, but that shouldn't deter you at all. And all you do when you buy it, just make sure you check the fees and make sure they're current or at least have an idea where they stand. And then when you sell it, you know, make sure that you properly share all that information with your buyer as well.
Right.
So do you have anything else you want to add?
No, I think it's totally okay to buy property where there's an HOA. I mean, like I said, people either love it or they hate it. So a lot of times there's recreation use only HOAs. So it's, you know, you never build on it. You just kind of, you camp on it or you park an RV or, you know, they usually have boat access that's around water.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Stan from Minnesota here is asking because, well, not sure, but it's good chances that because there's so many lakes in that area, there's a good chance that it's a rec only, but no, I wouldn't be afraid of it at all.
No, not at all. Doesn't make a difference.
Right.
Just do your homework. That's it. So moving on. What's our...
In the nature of complete and full disclosure... Uh-huh. Jill and I are not feeling too well today.
Oh, are you really sharing that? Yeah.
Yesterday was here in Scottsdale, Arizona, Prada del Sol. It's an annual event that celebrates the Postal Service, you know, the old Pony Express Postal Service. It's a parade.
Mm-hmm.
And we hit it a little hard, both of us.
We were out there all day. We were in the sun. We were being silly. We'll just call it that.
Yeah,
it
was just, silly. We'll leave it at that.
Steven is 100% right that we're paying the price a little bit today. I have to admit, it's been a little bit of a rough morning, but here we are.
But here's the good news. We, all day long, we launched Data to Doorstep. It's a product where, you know, we're a licensed provider of CoreLogic's real estate data. It's, in my opinion, the best data in the world for real estate investors. And all day, our phones were, you know, we were celebrating all day
mm-hmm.
yesterday.
Everybody loves it.
A ton of people purchasing our Data to Doorstep product.
Right.
So, you know, I guess I decided to do the show today on that.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? And I was going to just tie in too that I think some of the people are finding us because also Seth Williams, he wrote a great article mm-hmm. on the value of good data, and he went and compared Agent 24/7. You mean all the top list source, all the top things. And if you look down, just scroll on down the article, there is, you know, the CoreLogic request. And he mentions us in there too, that because you can get it a discounted rate through us. And I think it was a great article. I really like it because he wrote all the pros and cons of all the different ones.
Yeah. There's, awesome. I mean, there's basically four places you can get real estate data. And in my opinion, CoreLogic is by leaps and bounds the best one.
Exactly. Well, there's the county, which is not the best. Poor Steve. Talking about rough. what are the top four, do you think? I mean, there's the county.
I'm actually not even going to name it by name.
Oh, I was going bigger picture than that. But yeah. you want to get the best data, the most current data, and that's what we have.
And the way that we provide it is cheaper. Yeah. It's cheaper than going directly to CoreLogic. If you can get them on the phone, you'll find out that it's more expensive.
Oh my gosh, and it's kind of confusing. And
plus, with us, you get all kinds of other stuff.
Support.
Yeah.
Training
videos and all that.
I mean, all that. And the mailer discount. I mean, that's the whole thing, too. Right. We put together the whole thing. Because if you're going to do it, you want the data and you're going to use the data. And with the mailer discount, I mean, that's almost the more valuable there, the discounts that we negotiated for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's cheap, literally cheaper than a stamp.
Mm-hmm.
It's so
awesome.
You can't. Well, it's clearly everybody loves it.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things I think people love about it is it works for all property types. So I've had a variety of people coming our way to get data to doorstep. Right.
A lot of real estate agents.
Yeah. Even flippers. Mm-hmm. I have them in our thing because, like, you're right. I want it. I mean, that's the whole thing, especially for flippers. They know. You have to find the deal before it's advertised, period, before it's on the MLS, mm-hmm. before anything. You need to have the deal. Otherwise, it's too late.
Right.
And the only way to get the deal is to reach the sellers, and this is the best way. And they love it. So I say flippers are loving it. Agents are loving it. Even I've had a few people that are in our program because they want to buy their dream vacation home.
Right.
And this is a way for them to send out the letters in the areas that they like.
Right.
And get motivated sellers calling them back, and then they can decide, you know, which properties they want.
We're getting story after story after story of people emailing us saying, you know, I didn't use it for specifically for the Land Academy program,
right?
But I used it for getting agents use it to get listings.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, there's one other. You know, somebody just joined that's an acquisition person for a real estate investment trust.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, that's the level.
Well, I mean,
this is a professional level data.
You know,
it doesn't get any better than this.
That's kudos to you, Stephen, because what's so interesting is even people in that capacity, they sometimes don't know how to do all the pieces. You know what I mean? They don't know how to do this
right.
part. They're really good at maybe getting the funds, getting the investors, you know, putting all that together. Not so much this part.
We could have called it like bird dog info. You know what bird dogs are?
No, what is that?
Bird dog is like...
I saw something.
Bird dogging is what we do.
Okay.
We find super people. We create deals.
Okay. I'm not... I saw that term. I didn't really know what that is. But, okay, wait. Where did the bird dog come from?
It's bird dog. You know, like when you go hunting,
uh-huh.
There's bird dogs. A dog, you know...
Yeah, but usually it's you shoot the bird and the dog goes and finds it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some dogs are bird dogs and some dogs are lap dogs.
Ah, I prefer the lap dogs.
I know you do.
If I'm coming back, hey, you know what? If I come back, I'm coming back as Abby, my old lap dog.
Tell us about your dog, Jill.
Abby.
Hey, now we got all the real estate stuff out of the way. We've completely disclosed that we're, it's to say that. In the best way, when you and I are not at our best. You can talk about.
I sure hope we don't lose some listeners because we're
Abby,
like you know.
Before we get to Abby,
not on our A game today.
Before we get to Abby, what part of yesterday was the most fun for you?
Oh my goodness, what was the most fun for me?
Jill has a single girlfriend named Kelly, and Kelly is. Extremely attractive.
Yeah.
And
actually, that was fun.
It's fun. It's fun to watch what happens.
I totally. When there's a little bit of interest from somebody, yes. and watching it unfold. Yeah. And oh my gosh. Yes. Which I didn't tell you, by the way. So last night, they started texting yesterday. And late last night, when we were all still out, he texted her. And all it said was Kelly with an exclamation point. I'm not kidding. It's like, so wherever the guy was, he obviously was meeting the wrong girls. And so he reached out to our girl. And that was so cute.
You know, right now in Scottsdale, you know, January, February, March, there's so much. You know, we're just about coming into spring training here, and the weather's perfect. So the city's just packed.
Oh, my gosh.
It was packed full of people last night.
Oh, you can't park, you know.
Yeah, there's no driving anywhere.
There's no driving. You have to Uber or ride your bike or walk. That's it. So, and we do all three. So, yeah, that was really good. So I guess that was my, I think that was my most fun part was watching Kelly in action.
I ran into a buddy of mine that I haven't seen in a long time. And he inherited a trailer park.
Oh.
His grandmother died.
Yeah.
And his grandfather has passed away a long time ago, but his grandmother recently passed away, and the grandfather was a pretty serious real estate investor. He owned a lot of apartment buildings, all different types of income-producing real estate. So all the grandkids got, you know, one of the pieces of property, and he got a trailer park, and he's done. It's completely paid for.
Is he walk around
450 slots in California? He's just done.
I was just gonna say, is he walk around whooping it up like he's done?
You know, it all kind of made sense to me because he's always been that kind of guy.
Oh,
he's always been like, he knew this was gonna happen.
Oh,
like, you know, and that's the worst thing you could do is tell your grandkids you're gonna get something. But from the time they're 10 years old, they're like,
you have no motivation to do anything. Then, like, why even graduate high school? It doesn't really matter. Money's coming in.
It all came to me yesterday. I'm like, that's what's going on with this guy. But he's a land acquisition guy for a huge real estate, you know, a new home developer, publicly traded new construction out here is huge. So no, he kept his job and he loves it. He loves his job.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, you know what? I can understand that because I know that we have members in our program that have we have members in our program that are doing this because they want to someday leave their day job. But I also know there's people that love their day job and they just want this as a backup, as a side gig or something like that. So I can see where your friend is coming from. And, you know, I can see when you go to a job because you want to, you don't necessarily have to. It's a whole different mindset. And
right.
I think it's a good thing. I've had jobs. I know you've had jobs. Well, no, you probably didn't, but I've had jobs that didn't pay a whole lot at all. I was kind of there because I wanted to be there.
I did. I've had a lot more jobs like that than I have high paying jobs.
Okay. I've had silly jobs, but I was like, I was there for fun. So I didn't have to be there. Yeah. So anyway.
And I just want to go on record and say publicly how silly I think parades are.
Oh, gosh.
What the heck is
they're
that?
They're not for grown-ups.
They're for kids.
Oh,
okay.
Exactly. Steven, it's not for you. You are not the target parade audience because if you were, there'd be nothing but girls in bikinis going down there.
And
if you notice,
gosh,
there were no bikinis. There were horses.
You know, I'm going to call
and
the
jugglers.
City of Scottsdale because there's all along the parade, there's different MCs. I think you and I should MC the parade.
We should.
And I'm going to do it with satire.
Okay.
You know, I'll just the whole time I'm sitting there, I'm just going to say how silly this is.
Just to see if anybody's paying attention.
Well, yeah, because no one, exactly.
Can you give me an example? Like, imagine it's the rodeo guy or it's the Pony Express guys walking down the street. What would you have to say?
Oh, I respect that.
Oh, okay.
It's like.
I would say, hey, folks, there's a reason why your letter is a month late. I sure hope your income taxes aren't in that bag.
I respect the mail carrying part of it and the tradition and all that. It's the marching bands and the horse manure in the sun, baking in the sun and stuff like that. And the petting zoo. And
the miserable kids because at the end they're so tired and they don't want to be there.
Yeah.
They just want to go and they have to walk in the stupid thing.
It's the 21st century, you know. There's this thing called YouTube and you can watch that stuff anytime you want. It's just so silly. I don't know.
It's a celebration. Hey, I know they just did Super Bowl parade, by the way, in Denver. So
if you go to any event like that and you're thinking to yourself, man, I really wish I was at work.
Is that what you were doing all day yesterday?
I'm like, you know what? This is ridiculous. I'm going to go to the office.
I could be in the air conditioning. Yeah. That's great. All right. So did you have a best part yesterday, though?
Well, running into my trailer park buddy was a lot of fun.
That was it.
We wouldn't have stayed out so late if it wasn't fun.
That's true.
It was just constant source of entertainment all the way through.
Oh, man. You know what's really funny about that? It brings out the amateurs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I talk about professional drinking and then there's amateurs, you know, or whatever. Professional partying and then, don't want to throw us under the bus here, but.
Yeah.
There's professional. And then there's amateurs, people that save it up. And you know what?
Yeah,
so let's think about this.
Save it up for Saturday night.
Here's what happened. This is why it was so entertaining. Not only was it a Saturday, it's Valentine's Day today, everyone.
Yeah.
And it's a three-day weekend.
Oh, my gosh, Jill.
So
I forgot about that.
We are not the only ones walking around with a little horse for the wear today.
Another Saturday night tonight.
There is another Saturday night. And this could be worse because they're going to all have residual alcohol and things in them from last night.
You're right. Absolutely right. It was a two-day party.
It's going to be, there's going to be people falling down tonight.
Yeah.
Vote we don't go out.
One of them's not going to be
there. Yeah, we're staying in. We're going to go to a movie and hang out.
Exactly.
So that was
anyway, good. Tell us about Abby.
No.
I haven't thought about Abby in a long time. If you could clone that dog, you would be a billionaire.
I know. She was the best dog ever. Anybody who's into dogs, we either just got 10 more listeners or we just lost 10 listeners. But just kidding. I like dogs.
And I don't. So
I know.
So
Steven doesn't like animals.
Keep listening.
I do. So Abby was the coolest, sweetest dog, half Bichon, half poodle, and was quiet. I mean, you ring the doorbell. She didn't do anything. Yeah. She barely looked up, like you woke me kind of thing.
Like, could you ever take her for a walk?
Yeah, but then halfway around the block, she'd get tired and she'd want you to carry her. I'm like, what the heck?
It's just like you.
It was so funny. Yeah. She's like, no, I'm really not into that. I'm good. No, Abby was just the coolest, sweetest thing. The only thing she wanted to do was for you to sit down on the couch and watch a movie, and Abby wanted to be on your lap. Mm-hmm. That was it. You know, and then when it's bedtime, she's like, okay, I'm coming. You know, that was it. So cool, cool dog. So that's my thing. If it does exist and I get to choose and come back, I want to come back as Abby. Because that was a pretty nice life. She really had it made.
Hey, if you ever get a chance to get to Scottsdale, you got to go to a little place called the Rusty Spur. It's not one of my favorite places, but it's kind of iconic. And it's literally, you know, in Old Town Scottsdale, it was literally the bank. You know, if you can picture it in a Western.
That.
And so the bank vault is still there, which they use as a storeroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, it's just a bar. There's no food at all. They have a country music band and all that stuff there all the time. It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's a tiny little place. It's always packed.
It is. They still have the swinging doors.
Yeah. Just right out of a movie. Mm-hmm. Right out of a movie set.
It is out of a movie. That's good.
And that's what the problem was.
Oh, my gosh. So like Steven said, if you end up at the Rusty Spur, probably had a really good day.
That's right.
Oh, that was good. All right. Did we talk about Data Doorstep? That was awesome.
Yeah. You can buy it on our website.
Mm-hmm.
I actually put up a website called Data to Doorstep, DATA2Doorstep.com. You can buy it there. You can buy it straight on the Land Academy. And all day, Mike, I was just looking, staring down at my phone, watching people check out. And maybe that was it, too.
Maybe that's it.
That's we were out
it's
celebrating.
It's so popular, and I'm really happy that everybody understands it. They get it. They get it. You're so silly. All right.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life. Oh, my gosh, Jill.
that was a little.
Did we make it through?
Barely.
Did we pull that off?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Are we just going to go? Jeez, you guys are kind of mellow that day.
You're going to put this episode in the 500 episodes that never make the air.
Right. Painful. Right. That was. It's kind of a little bit painful this morning, but we can rally. We got this.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. It is true. That's probably why we're having so much fun yesterday, because we're sitting there watching our phones. And like you said, people are signing up for the program, which I'm really glad. So, and some are Land Academy members, and some are, we call it a rogue pro for anyone who's like, maybe you're a seasoned real estate professional and you just need the data part of it and the mailer discount. You don't need the training. You don't need any of that. So you can just get that through us. And it's still cheaper than where you can get anywhere. So it's awesome.
Let's go send some offers out.
Love it.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.